Seen from above, the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider, or RIC, at New York's Brookhaven National Laboratory looks like a racetrack. And it is a kind of racetrack. Two beam pipes in a tunnel nearly 4 kilometers around, in which gold nuclei are accelerated to close to the speed of light and are crashed into each other at intersecting points along the way. Out of the kinetic energy of those collisions, new matter is created for a brief instant, a shower of quarks and gluons, the smallest particles known. And at 7 trillion degrees, hotter than anything now in the universe.
This is basically a living embodiment of E equals MC squared.
Peter Steinberg is a Brookhaven physicist.
Einstein's theory told us 100 years ago that you can trade off energy for mass and vice versa. We're essentially converting the kinetic energy, the energy from the motion of these nuclei, and we're converting it into lots of particles.
The 4 detectors that bestride the collision points are massive machines with time projection chambers that record the collisions and their after moments. The latest results made big news last year when Brookhaven scientists reported that the quark gluon plasma was not a gas as expected, but rather a very dense liquid.
Most people believe that the universe itself, a couple of microseconds after the Big Bang, was essentially one big state of quark gluon plasma. And so learning about the properties and the nature of this material at RIC, we are probably gaining some insight into what the universe looked like right after the Big Bang.
Scientists from more than a dozen nations collaborate here. The work is unclassified. But is it safe to recreate conditions that haven't existed since the beginning of time? Before RIC opened in 2000, several reputable physicists raised the possibility that the experiments could create a chain reaction of strangelets, quarks missing an electron, that turn other atoms into strange matter too. Federal judge and author Richard A. Posner discusses the scenario in his book Catastrophe, Risk and Response.
So within, you know, a fraction of a second, this strange matter would expand so that the entire Earth was a strangelet. And because of its great density, the Earth in its strange form would be only 100 meters in diameter, 330 feet. And then it would blow up.
In response, Brookhaven asked a panel of 4 top physicists to assess the risks. They concluded that the chance of a strangelet accident was no more than 1 in 50 million and might not even be physically possible. They also dismissed the chance of other cosmic accidents. But some observers still object that RIC experiments amount to betting the planet, however unlikely the chance of losing.
It's a very abstract scientific interest that drives this research. It doesn't sound like a particularly good investment. In which event, why take even a very small risk?
If we really saw it in those terms, if we sat at a table and asked ourselves, are we going to bet the planet to learn something, which will be, you know, potentially very useful to mankind in the, you know, sort of fullness of time, we'd probably go, no. But the reality is we don't believe. No one really doing this has any sort of even gut level. No one I know has any gut level feeling, oh, gosh, maybe we're doing something dangerous.
In fact, Peter Steinberg says, all of RIC's results so far suggest that any risk is even smaller than first thought.
The more we learn, the experts are less worried. And when that happens, then you should worry less. If the experts get more worried, then you should start to actually get more worried about what's going on. But the experts, like I said, feel better about it year by year because we're learning more. And it's only the people who aren't the experts who are really actually actively keeping these discussions going.
Yet Mr. Posner and other critics say that a process for deciding on such experiments should be established that includes risk analysis scholars and the public. Particularly since next year the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, in Geneva, will open a collider 30 times more powerful than RIC that's expected to offer the deepest views into the nature of matter yet. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.